Welcome back to season two of the Ivy League Prep Academy podcast, equipping you to successfully pursue the college of your dreams. We believe everyone deserves to reach their full potential, and the admissions process shouldn't hold you back. People who are very familiar with my work know that I care deeply about helping teens figure out their core values and helping human beings align their life choices with their core values. We find that teens and adults alike are going to be far more happy, far more successful, far more impactful when they clarify what's most important to them or clarify their core values. And then they have the courage or develop the courage to go make choices day in and day out that align more closely with those core values. And people who become familiar with me and my message are sometimes surprised to talk about volunteering with me. One example of this might be the National Honors Society. It sounds like an incredible organization, right? A national society, the National Honors Society, and it's full of honors students. It's a big society, National Society of Honors Students. What could be better, right? And if you dive deeper into NHS or the National Honors Society, you learn that for just a small fee and meeting the requirements that your school puts into place, according to the standards that your advisor decides on, you can join this elite or amazing organization, this society of scholars who all decided to dedicate themselves and their academic prowess to make the world a better place through National Honor Society. The truth is that it's not a very selective or elite organization. In fact, in just doing some quick preparation for this, I decided to Google. I thought there would be hundreds of thousands of members of National Honor Society or NHS, and I'm glad I Googled it. According to the National Honor Society website, there are 1.4 million of you right now. 1.4 million members of NHS. And so I'll let you decide if you think that being a member of NHS is going to be super helpful in helping you stand out on your college application. Obviously, an organization that counts its members in the millions is not going to be something that helps you stand out. There will be about 1.4 million other people listing this on their applications. But what about the volunteering itself, right? One of the stipulations, of course, you have to have a certain GPA, you have to maintain good standing in the school, whatever standards your school decides on. And one of those standards is going to be the number of hours of community service that you perform. And many advisors for NHS have specific ways to document that service and everything else. And so for some people, it feels like a really nicely organized way to go and do the volunteering that you would be doing anyway. And for those who feel that way, I agree. If you're going to be doing these activities anyway, and it's not a hassle to record them in the way that you're asked to, if the payment for National Honor Society is not too much for your family or for you, then go for it. Why not? You might not list it on your college application, but if it's a good experience for you, go for it. That shouldn't hold you back. What I want to spend a few minutes talking about in today's podcast is how you would make that decision. Because for many families, that's confusing. I mean, aren't colleges looking for volunteer hours? Aren't colleges really actively seeking people who do volunteering in their communities? And those who know me well might say, aren't you like friends with Dr. Weisbird? And don't you care deeply about the Making Caring Common initiative or the Turning the Tide initiative, these two initiatives that come out of Harvard? Didn't you interview Dr. Weisbird on this very same podcast? And the answer is yes, I did, and I do. I love Turning the Tide. I love Making Caring Common. I love volunteering. I love the idea of making a positive impact in your community. Those are all wonderful things. I support you. I want you to do it to whatever extent you're willing and able. All right. What I don't want you to do is misunderstand how volunteering fits into the greater question of college admissions. If you think that you're doing this activity because it's going to give you a leg up in your college application, then I need you to listen loud and clear. You need to understand how those volunteer hours might help you, how those volunteer hours might hurt you, and you would just leave them off the application completely, and how those volunteer hours might make no difference one way or another. So I hope to clarify that in this podcast today. First of all, volunteer hours, whether that's part of NHS or some other organization or just hours that you're spending on your own, in a vacuum, those volunteer hours are not helpful to an admissions officer. Okay, remember the goal of the admissions officers. They're trying to shape a class. They're trying to figure out which collection of individual students can come together on our campus and create an ecosystem that supports each other and has a wonderful time together, and then graduates in 4 years and goes out and makes the world a better place, right? Which group of students is going to create the dynamics, the environment, the culture, the everything else that we need, the ecosystem that's going to produce these world changers in the future? Because when these students go off and change the world in a positive way, that brings honor and glory and fame back to the college, which increases our reputation and so on. All right. So they're trying to figure out what's the perfect mix of students to create that class. In order to do that, they need to understand who you are. Okay. They're trying to answer two questions. Who are you and why does it matter? Who are you represents, you know, your character, your personality, your interests, your strengths, the stuff that you do in your spare time. All of that helps us to answer the question, who are you? And that question is not easy for many high school students to answer, especially overscheduled high school students, especially students who are stuck in the impressiveness trap. And we already know the impressiveness trap. If you've listened to any of my podcasts, you know that that's this idea that so many families or so many ambitious teens begin asking as soon as they start caring about college. They say, well, what's most impressive to an admissions officer? And then for 4 years or 5 years or 3 years, however long that is, they make every decision through the filter or through the perspective, through the prism of what's most impressive to an admissions officer. And of course, you're going to do the harder things, the things that take longer, the things that are quote unquote more impressive or more difficult. And that's going to take time away from your free time, your exploration time, your creativity time, your curiosity time. And because you're not free to explore who you are and what you're curious about, what matters most to you, to figure out your core values, you're not free to do any of those things. You're too busy. You're too overscheduled. Because you're not free to do those things, you end up submitting an application that's really, really boring when you apply to college. And it's boring in a very impressive way, but when the admissions officers read thousands of applications that are equally impressive, but almost identical, it just feels boring. So that's the impressiveness trap. And if you believe that volunteer hours help you stand out, make you impressive to an admissions officer, and you sacrifice, you know, the time that you could spend exploring what you're curious about or going and making a difference in areas that matter to you, but you feel like are not that impressive, then unfortunately, and even tragically, I would say, you are sacrificing the greatest opportunities that you have to do the things that would lead to the answers of the question, who are you? Right? To figure out what matters most to you, to figure out who you are, what your character is, and just to be able to define yourself in a really clear and easy to understand and memorable way. The second question is also nearly impossible if you spend all of your time trying to be as impressive as possible. If you're stuck in the impressiveness trap, we're not going to know how you might impact your community. Because the second question that these admissions officers are trying to answer is the question, well, why does it matter? Right? How is your little world a better place because you are you and you're a part of that world, right? How is your community better because you are there? And the idea here is the greatest indicator of future success is past success. And if we're hoping that we can find the next New York Times bestselling author or the next CEO of a company that makes the world a better place or the next, you know, president of a country or whatever, if we're hoping that we can find these world changers, these people that make the world a better place, well, one clue that you're going to make the world a better place is if you've made your small world a better place when you were in high school. That does two things for us if we're an admissions officer. That tells us a little bit about how you might make our campus a better place for 4 years while you're here. And it gives us a clue that you might make the big world a better place as well, right? You might go graduate and make the whole world better. And so that's what the admissions officers are trying to figure out. Who are you and why does it matter? Right? That's why we do what we do in the Ivy League Challenge. We help teens figure out their core values, and then we help them look at the problems in their communities that violate those core values and begin working to solve those problems. Now, back to volunteering. Volunteer hours can be a great way to help the admissions officer understand what your character is and what your values are. These volunteer hours are one way to provide evidence that you do have those values and you live your life according to those values. So volunteer hours can be very, very helpful. If you spend your time making your community better in some meaningful way, that's really helpful to the admissions officers. It helps them know how you might fit into the rich, diverse class of students that they're shaping, that they're putting together.
All right. Now, all colleges have their own institutional priorities. They have their own systems of evaluating character and evaluating, you know, the likelihood that you're going to make the world a better place. And so colleges are different. And some schools are really focused on statistics and grades, and they're not going to worry too much about your story, who you are, and how you make your world a better place. But the more selective the college that you're hoping to get into, the more likely they are to care about your story, the rest of the equation, the rest of your application. All right. So the first thing that admissions officers are going to do is they're going to check your academic record and make sure that you don't disqualify yourself. If your grades and your test scores are high enough that you don't disqualify yourself, then we move on to the next elements. And for a very tiny fraction of students, the thing that is their story is their outstanding academics, right? They're literally valedictorian, perfect SAT score, and they've done academic research at a very high level already in high school. Their standout factor, the thing that they are hoping defines them in their college application, is their academic prowess. Okay. Now, for most students who are listening to this podcast, it's a bad idea to try to pursue that as your strategy. Number one, it's a really crowded space. There are tens of thousands of students trying to be number one academically because they don't have the creativity to look outside of their school, so they don't know how to make themselves memorable. Number two, not only do they not know how to look outside the schools, number two, they've never thought about their core values. They're still looking around themselves trying to figure out how to fit in, not spending time figuring out how to align their life choices, their daily choices with their core values. And number three, most high school students don't recognize that there is a world outside of high school, right? The infinite world that's all around us with infinite problems to solve is kind of hidden from most students. All right. And so most students are not going to step outside of the opportunities that high school affords them, which means that the space of trying to make yourself stand out through your academics is a really crowded space, especially among ambitious teens, the teens that are applying to these same schools that you're hoping to stand out for in front of. All right. So academics are a tough way to stand out. So now let's get back to volunteering, right? We said that there are opportunities to kind of shape your story in a meaningful way. How does volunteering fit into this? Well, in a vacuum, volunteering is meaningless. But if you discover that your values center around some area of social justice, and all of your volunteering reinforces that, you volunteer at some organization or with some group of people that's working to solve that social inequity, that social injustice, then that's a really good activity. That's a great way to spend your time. Not only are you doing something that really matters to you, so you're going to be interested, you're going to wake up excited to do that thing when you wake up in the morning. And as you look forward to doing that activity, it recharges your batteries so that you have full batteries when you need to spend those batteries doing your coursework, your schoolwork. And so that's a great way to do it. If you're volunteering in an area that's so meaningful to you and you're making a difference in your community in a way that matters to you, then not only are you recharging your soul and giving yourself something to look forward to when you're not in school, but you're also making yourself really memorable to admissions officers. You're creating evidence that you are who you say you are. If your volunteering does not reinforce your story, if the hours that you spend have nothing to do with the person that you say you are or the impact that you say you're making in the world, then they don't help the admissions officer figure out who you are and why that matters, and they're probably not going to be helpful. In fact, if you have too many weird things that don't fit together at all in your application, it can confuse the admissions officer. And when we're talking about a person who is reading application after application after application, they are literally reading thousands of applications in a very short reading season. When we're talking about that kind of a marathon, where they're just reading all day, every day, the brain gets frazzled, it gets overwhelmed, it gets burned out. And eventually, a burned out, frazzled brain, when it becomes confused, it just says no, right? The easiest thing for a confused brain to do is to just say, meh, I'm not going to spend extra calories to try to figure this out. I don't have the energy or the time to connect the dots for this student. This application doesn't make any sense to me. I'm just going to say no. It's just too much work to try to figure it out for them. All right. So in some ways, filling your schedule and filling your calendar and doing activities that don't seem to reinforce either of those answers, right? Who are you and why does it matter? those are activities that you might just leave off the application entirely so that you don't confuse the admissions officer. Now, I want to be careful in saying that and just be sure to say out loud right now that many of these activities add depth and they add extra context to the person. So not only am I this, I'm also that. And sometimes I'm that as well. It's okay to be more than one thing. It's okay to have more than one interest. But it's confusing when your activities seem to contradict, when it seems like the only reason why you did those activities was so you could do more activities so you might look more impressive to an admissions officer. And that's when, you know, it just gets confusing and a confused mind just says no. All right, so I hope that's helpful. I hope that helps you understand how to evaluate volunteering. It's such a cool thing to do. And it's so wonderful that college admissions inspires many teens to think outside of themselves and to get into that state of mind of being service-oriented and trying to make the community a better place in some meaningful way. And those activities are really wonderful, especially when they are sincere. But when they're not, when those activities are just there to impress an admissions officer because you think that's what you're supposed to do, then you are buying into the impressiveness trap. And that's going to be harmful in so many ways. Listen to my other podcasts about the downward spiral that we get into when we get stuck into the impressiveness trap. And if you have a friend who is stuck there already, please share this podcast with them so that they can get unstuck as well. There is no need to make college prep toxic or to create the desperation that we have that so many of our teens feel around college prep. Instead, let's do the reasonable thing. Align our choices with our values and stand out in the most meaningful and authentic ways possible. Music for this episode came from We Are Here by Declare P. I'm Steve Gardner. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and share with a friend. Thanks for listening.